Our reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and 22. If you'd like to follow it, it's on page 1249 and then 1250. Starting at Revelation 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." From chapter 22, verses 1 to 7. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and he will reign forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Elaine. We have a simple loaf of bread, probably something we take for granted every day of our lives. Bread, as in water, is a symbol of life, and we talk about the bread of life and the importance of bread and having a loaf on the table. Who had toast for breakfast this morning? Anybody have toast for breakfast this morning? A few? Yeah. I like toast for breakfast. Do you like Marmite? Love Marmite, yes. Oh, that's good. We have sandwiches for lunch. We have sandwiches? You have sandwiches? Yes. So, we can say thank you to the shopkeeper, because there's always somebody to say thank you. So when we go into a shop in this country, we're guaranteed virtually that there's a loaf of bread to be bought. So what young person, is there a young person, a young person, who'd like to come up and to pretend to be a shopkeeper? What about Thomas? Like to be a shopkeeper? No? Who'd like to be a shopkeeper? You going to be a shopkeeper? Come on, come and stand with me. Come on. Here's a big boy. There you are. You hold that loaf of bread. There, you be the shopkeeper, okay? Hold it with both hands. There, you stay there with me and you'll be all right. Before the shopkeeper, can buy, sell the bread, the shopkeeper needs a baker to bake the bread. Who's going to be the baker? Who wants to be the baker? Oh, you're going to be the baker? It's a bit heavy. Don't you drop it, will you? Because you'll get me into trouble with flour all over the floor and Keith to tell me off. Okay. So you hold that tight. Sorry, Keith. So, before the shopkeeper can sell the bread, the baker has to break it with the flour to turn the flour into bread. Okay? But the flour has to come from the wheat. So it has to have a miller. Who's going to be the miller? Who's going to be the miller? Come on, Tom. Come on, Thomas. Brave boy. Come on. You be the miller. Wonderful. Okay, you stand next there. Okay. That way. Let's get it in sequence. Okay. So you're the miller who grinds the wheat to make the flour that makes the bread. Yes? Okay. But before the miller can make the wheat, he needs a farmer to grow the wheat. Who's going to be the farmer? Megan? Oh, come on, Danny. Come on. They're getting brave now, aren't they? You're going to be the farmer? There we go. So the farmer grows the wheat, sells the wheat to the miller. The miller grinds it into flour and sells the flour to the baker. The baker bakes the bread and sells it to the shopkeeper so mummy can go and buy a loaf of bread. Okay? But the farmer can't do it on his own. There's somebody missing. There's somebody missing. Who do you think's missing? Who would like to come up and represent God? Who would like to represent God? Perhaps an older person or a younger older person. Who would like to represent God? Nobody wants to represent God. Oh, nobody wants to represent God. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, Fred. Thank you, Fred. Bless your heart. None of us are worthy enough. So we have Fred here representing God. And God provides the sunshine and the rain, the snow and the frost, for the farmer when he sows the seed and plants the seed. It needs the sunshine to ripen the seed and the rain to make it grow, so that the farmer can sell it to the miller, and the miller can sell it to the baker, and the baker can sell it to the shopkeeper, so mummy can go and buy a loaf of bread. And you think of all these people, before you have a piece of toast in the morning, all these people you've got to say thank you for. The shopkeeper, the baker, the miller, the farmer, and above all else, God in Jesus. So next time you have a piece of toast, or a sandwich, or even a biscuit, just think of all those people that are involved in making a loaf of bread. You remember that? Bless you and thank you. Let me have that then. Take that before you drop it. You've done very well. Keith will be very happy. Thank you. Making the children work this morning. I need a helper to hold this bag open. You? Come on then. Goodness me, you're getting brave now, aren't you? Here we are. That's it. Hold it open there. Okay. I need another one now to help me. Come on, Tom. They've got confidence now. Okay. You just hold it there. That's it. Okay. Okay, Tom. In Revelation 21, it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, and things to come, which is wonderful, and that's God's promise. No more tears, no more pain, no more dying, all living in harmony. And it'd be like Garden of Eden all over again. So with that in mind, we won't need things like tissues and hankies to wipe away our tears, because there'll be no more tears, because he promises. So Thomas, would you put that in this bag before he goes dizzy with going around in circles? That's it. Throw it away. We don't need it. So we won't need any more tissues or hankies to wipe away our tears, because there won't be any more sadness. It also says there'll be no more pain, so we won't need any more medicine. That's right, no more medicine, no more tablets, so I can throw all my tablets away now. So you put them in there, throw them away, I don't need them anymore. That's good? Well done, Thomas. That's good. That's good. And we won't need our mobile phones, because we won't need to text anybody. We don't need to phone anybody. And nobody will need to phone us, because we'll all be living together in harmony. It'd be so wonderful. We won't need any more computers, and I thank God for that. And so we can throw away our mobile phones. So throw that away, Thomas. We don't need that anymore. There won't be no need for it. Okay. We won't need our glasses. We won't need our contact lenses, because our eyesight will be perfect and we'll be able to see as far as the horizon. All that is beautiful. All that is wonderful. So we won't need any glasses to help us to see. Okay? So throw those away, Thomas. I don't need those anymore. Okay? Our hymn books that we use today, we sing songs and hymns to tell God how much we love him, to give him thanks and to give him praise, like the hymns we just sung. But with a new heaven and a new earth, with everything all nice and new, we won't need our hymn books anymore to tell him how much we love him, because we'll be able to come up and say, Lord Jesus, I love you, and I know you love me. So throw your hymn book away. We don't need that anymore. Okay. So all these things we won't need. Done away with it. I don't need any more medicine. I don't need any more glasses. I don't need any more tissues, because I'm stopped crying now, and I'm not sad anymore. Okay? So, if we change it over now, you give that to Thomas. You hold that. And you come up here. Yeah, this is heavy. But until that comes, we will still need our tissues. Can you get the tissues out? Can you get the tissues out and give those to me? Okay. Just a moment. That's enough for a minute. No, you're getting too fast now. I'm too quick, Jesus. I don't think I'm too quick, to be honest with you. I really don't. So we need our tissues to wipe away our tears, so when we cry and when we're sad and see people in the world hurting and going to bed hungry, it makes us cry. Yes, so we wipe our eyes, don't we? Okay. But I still need my medicine, so can I have my medicine? That's my medicine. Thank you very much. Thank you. So I still need my pills, I still need my tablets, because we still suffer, we still have pain, we still get unwell, we still get poorly, so we still need to go to the doctors to make us better. Okay? What else we got? Have the mobile phone? That's it. So I still need a mobile phone. We still need to keep in touch with each other, to text each other, to see how we're all getting on. Are you okay? Haven't heard from you for a while. Are you all right? So we still need our mobile phones. What else? Our glasses? Can I have the glasses? Good. I need my glasses because, like so many people, I can't see that well. Not without glasses. Especially I can't read without glasses. Because my eyesight's not that good. Not like yours. You've got good eyesight, haven't you? Yes, of course you have. You've got good eyesight, haven't you, Thomas? Yeah. And so I need my glasses to see further and to see other things to remind me that there are people less fortunate than myself who need help, who need my prayers, and who need guidance and one thing and another. So I need my glasses. What else have we got? Hymn book? That's a hymn book. That's another box of medicine, isn't it? Let's have that out then. I've got so many tablets, I rattle. They're not full boxes, incidentally. So we need our hymn books, because we still need to tell God how much we love him in our singing, how much we worship him, and how much we care for him, because it's very important that he knows that we love him and care for him. You're probably too young to understand. Let me have that then, thank you. You got to go and sit down now, thank you very much. Thank you, Thomas. In 1992, 93 and 94, I was invited to go to the other side of the Iron Curtain that was then. We went into Hungary, into the Ukraine, and into the borders of Russia, between the Ukraine and Russia, to the persecuted church that was then. Then we had to get our visas and permission to go in. And it was a time when I believed that I actually grew up in the Christian faith to understand firsthand how people struggled at that time to practice what they preached. And we went on to the borders of Ukraine and Russia, and I've got an album here, but there's one particular photograph I'd like to show you, and I'll pass it around to you. It is quite significant. I'll show it around, but it's a baker shop. It's a baker shop on the borders of the Ukraine and Russia. And shopkeeper in the shop. And all around that shopkeeper are iron bars. And those iron bars are to protect her from the population when they came to buy bread, because they were only allowed one loaf at a time, and it wasn't bread every day, and they had to queue up, and where all the iron bars are, there was a little slit, just like that, where she would then slide the loaf of bread through the slit to the person queuing up for bread. And that was in 1992, after the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, had come down. And I took this photograph because I just thought it was so poignant, and I actually got into serious trouble for taking it because we weren't allowed to take photographs. And in my ignorance, I just sort of denied all knowledge that I wasn't allowed, and I took a few photographs. And I got into serious trouble even more so when we were driving along, and I took some photographs of their railways, because I just love trains. And the stupidity of Russia, when they built their railways, first of all, they built them on a wider gauge than Western Europe. Can you believe that? So when they brought any goods in from Russia through the Ukraine into Hungary, Hungary was as far as they could go, and then they had to unload all the trains of their goods onto another train in the siding so that, those goods can continue then into the Western sector. Just goes to show the ignorance really of communism and stupidity. But I thought that was rather poignant, really, this morning, where we're here to give thanks for the harvest and how people, even then, that's not so long ago, queuing up. And the shopkeeper had to have iron bars to protect her if she was mobbed or people pinched more than they were entitled to. And there's a man standing guard by her. So I'll pass that round, and as long as I can get it back, and you can see, because it brings it home to us, really. And I've got other photographs in there. If you want to have a look, you can skip through it. I'll leave it on the table there. And went into one place, into Romania. And we had a service on that Sunday morning in a cowshed, literally a cowshed. But they had freedom now to worship. But in the communist time, they met there in secret to worship because they weren't allowed to go into the churches, and they worshipped in secret in the cowsheds. And it just goes to show again the freedom that we have today, and there are still people in the world today, as David will share with you, the persecuted church. Even now today, it's unbelievable. And another true story I say so to you is we went into Romania after Ceausescu, pronounce that right, was toppled. He agreed before then that they could have Bibles in. So the Bibles came in with his blessing. But once they arrived, he abolished them. And he said every Christian that has a Bible, they have to go into the public toilets and they have to be used for toilet paper. That's the truth. And that was the best thing that he could have done. Because what did people do? They went to the toilets, the public toilets. They tore out a page of the Bible. And they'd have a page each, hide them in the soles of their feet and in their clothing. And four or five of them would meet in secret, in forest and wherever, and read the Bible. Again, the ignorance of communism and the stupidity. That was the best thing he could have done. And all those are my experiences. And I was very privileged to have been able to be a part of that. And as a person, an individual person, it just helps me to understand more fully my Christian walk and the immense task that we have as individual people to help one another. And the goods, as I understand it, are going to Wollaston in kind. Because even now in this village, it's not a poor village any more than Urchester or others. It's not a poor village, but there are people in our villages who haven't got what we have got. It's unbelievable, really. And the task that is ahead of us and around us to make provisions for others less fortunate than ourselves. May we never forget what harvest really means. Look at what we have. We are so blessed. So, just makes us sit up and think. So thank you, boys and girls, for your help. You've been lovely. Okay, don't go to sleep. We're going to sing another song now, which is one of my favourites. Think of a world without any flowers. Think of a world without any trees. Okay? You going to sing?
One of us that stands in...